A popular Outcast production.
Everybody to another episode. Another episode of Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter. And I'm sitting here with new guests, Mike Bennett.
I waved.
Yay.
Hi. This is so weird for me because I'm so used to, like, I think my favorite thing about your show is that there's not a structure.
Yeah.
But the hardest thing for me is going to be that I come from two shows that are, or three shows that are only structured.
Yeah, that are wicked structured.
So.
There's a little puppy around here that I'm going to be touching every so often.
Yeah, and I'm surprised she's not barking.
Yeah.
I we'll see if that lasts.
We might hear
episode.
A puppy.
Yeah.
But, so, yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm not going to plug everything now. I was going to say, like, I just want to, like,
okay.
Actually, I tell you, I'm going to lead in this episode just because I was going to do a little mini thing. I want to, do a follow-up to the first episode for people that listened to episode 1/0 about my car bullshit. And
say
that everything got, I didn't get any of my shit back, but they did catch a guy coming. Did I even tell you about this?
You told me about the whole situation, but I hadn't heard anything after the first
episode. Oh, yeah. It was just last week, late last week.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's right.
I'm silent.
Phone noises. Yeah, last week they caught some guy in the parking lot. He stole a purse out of some of another car in the parking lot. It was another employee. This time he got arrested, and the guy was on probation, so he's in jail. My boss saw the security footage of it and said it was definitely the same guy. And
so was it? I don't know if we. I forget what you left in and what you left out. Was it the guy you thought it was?
No.
It wasn't?
No.
Well, thank God you didn't approach him.
We're going to cut that out.
Sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. That's fine. I couldn't remember what.
So to start, did you know who it was?
Do you know who it was?
Nope. No idea.
Okay. So it wasn't a coworker.
No.
That's so weird. Ugh. You can cut all that out.
No, whatever. Yeah.
I forgot. I couldn't remember.
Yeah. No. Yep. No idea who it was. Just some random dude. Yep. He's in jail now because
that creeps me out. Knowing that someone who I have never talked to, like if I knew that someone was in my car.
Oh yeah. Well, apparently he just went to car, just bounced around from car to car to car, just looking for unlocked cars. And yep.
Have you locked your car since?
Nope. My car is actually in your lot right now, unlocked. But this isn't live.
I mean, yeah.
So I can say that. But, yeah.
I did wonder when I texted you my address. I was like, oh, he doesn't have a GPS. Hopefully
no.
He knows.
I have Navigator, but my phone
okay.
sucks.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I hate Navigator. And then I was pretty sure you lived in Seelands Grove now. Oh,
yeah.
Should I say that?
I
was pretty sure you lived
in
my hometown.
I mean, yeah.
Or that's the same thing.
I'm sure you've said. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was pretty sure.
Believe me, I've said the town I live in countless times.
So. But, yeah, I was 100% sure if I even knew what town you lived in anymore, so.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. But,
I live close to work. It's nice.
So we're gonna, so I usually start with, like, a lead-in, like, usually over the last, like, maybe 3 out of 5 episodes
yeah.
so far, with a general idea of what the discussion may lead into.
Okay.
And I think this episode for you and I will be a comparison about who we once were, versus who we are now.
Yeah.
And we go from everything to, like, just being silly about it. Like, if the person I was 20 years... Or not 20 years ago, because I'm only 27, and you're 24.
Yeah. I will be 25 in, like, 2 weeks.
All right, so. Yeah. I'll be 28 in...
Yeah.
3 weeks. But, yeah, like, everything from, like, if the person you were when you were 16 met you now... I do want to get to that. I have a question I like to ask. I don't know. I got it last time, and it seemed like a good question.
Okay.
But I'm going to get into that then. I'm going to write that down
okay,
so I remember
fine.
It.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Who were you, Mike, in high school? Where do you want to start?
I will start as young as you want me to start.
Well, I was going
to
say, at what age do you think you started defining the qualities of who you are?
Oh, God.
Like what?
Like junior year of college. I'm not kidding.
Oh, really?
It took that long for me. I always really, really, really struggled. Let me get this out of the way first.
Yeah.
I could not ask for a better family.
Oh, yeah?
100%.
I've never met your family. I've met your grandma.
Yeah. Well, she's a good example of the rest of my family. I couldn't ask for anything more. So, anything I say this week does not reflect their parenting skills.
Yeah.
Or even my brother's, like my siblings or anything like that.
Sure.
One sibling, yeah. I should say. I don't know where it stems from, and that's what's always scared me.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have some sort of social anxiety or used to and kind of... I don't know what that was. Sorry. I really don't know where all this stems from at all. So maybe you can tell me before it's over. And let me get this out of the way.
What?
For anyone who listens to other podcasts on our network, I've never been molested.
I was going to say, when I wouldn't say met you, because I don't even know when we actually met to like a talking point.
Yeah, well...
But like, I mean, like we went to high school together. Mm-hmm. You were 2 grades or 3 grades below me?
I graduated in 07.
Okay, so you were 3 grades below me. And the way I knew you in high school, I would just see you randomly in halls and bullshit, never talked.
Yeah.
I would just see this kid who was the meekest, quietest son of a bitch of all time.
I struggled. I still struggle.
Yeah, see, you seem pretty open to me now.
Well, to you, yeah. Like, I am comfortable with you 100%.
Yeah.
But asking, no, yeah, definitely. Like the reason we're recording this episode is because of like I listened to episode 2 and I was like, I need to do this.
I did like that episode.
Yeah,
Chris Rowell episode was good.
Anything with Chris Rowell is good.
It's true, especially sex.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's all right.
I like to make sure I put one little thing in here to make sure if it starts getting dark.
It's funny. But, no, it won't get too dark.
Fart joke.
I don't think.
But, yeah, when I saw you in high school, like, who I saw, what I saw in high school was this super timid, super quiet kid. I didn't hear you speak at all through high school, as far as I know. I don't remember ever hearing your voice.
There's a lot of people in that situation.
Actually, I don't think I heard your voice until you used to make fun little videos with your friends and shit.
That would have been probably the year after you graduated.
Yeah, probably 05. Yeah, that sounds about right. And that's when we had some mutual friends and shit in high school.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of them, actually.
A lot.
And I would just see you, who I knew as this super quiet, timid kid, but then acting completely ridiculous and goofy in your fucking videos.
Right. Yeah, which it still carries over today.
Like,
I mean, whether it's a camera or a microphone, so long as I'm not live in front of that person, sure. I can be myself. I can switch it on. And like,
it's the... I was going to say, everyone has that, it's a barrier. You have the barrier between you and reality.
It's so big.
Yeah. I fully understand that.
I have always, always, always had this wall up, and I don't know where it comes from.
Yeah.
And I don't need it either. I know I don't need it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I just started a new job, and it's feeling like high school again.
Yeah.
Like, I don't talk to anyone.
Well, you do work in your hometown.
I do, but I don't know anyone I work with.
No?
I mean, I know faces, but that wouldn't even matter to me. I know that first impressions are important, but I'm not doing a very good job. I mean, I guarantee they leave.
See, what you need to do is record yourself.
Right?
Find a little microphone.
I'll hand out CDs. Listen to this when you go home.
Well, just put a little recorder on your pocket or something. Just record yourself all day.
Yeah.
And just keep in the back of your head, maybe something good will happen. I can put in a podcast. Yeah,
I don't know what it is. It's...
That's why I start recording all my phone calls.
Do you really?
I do, actually.
That's kind
I got awesome. An app for myself and that records every phone call automatically.
That exists?
Yeah, that exists.
That's
terrifying. Yeah. Yeah, that's what people say. And everyone's like, oh, is that legal? I'm like, yeah, it's legal. Like,
yeah.
I'm not using them to make money. I'm not using them in court.
Now, if you took one and blackmailed someone or something.
And for the record, I will ask you before I fucking put it on a podcast.
Okay, I guess I'll just get started with the basics here.
Yeah. Get in it.
I didn't smile or laugh.
Let's mix it up.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's right. I didn't smile or laugh in school until I would say probably 8th grade.
How is that possible?
Even if... And I remember vividly, like, really funny things happening. This is really embarrassing, but, like, I would start to laugh...
I will try to trump any embarrassing story you tell to make you feel more comfortable.
I remember, vividly, I would start to laugh, and I would cover it up by coughing.
Yeah.
Acting like I started to cough. So, like, I'd get a chuckle out, and I still don't know why I did this.
Like,
but I just...
Do you ever remember a point when you had, like, an outburst or something in school, and then you felt embarrassed from it?
Well, and I think that was the point, is I did it for a couple months in, like, you know, whatever grade, first, kindergarten... And I just felt like, probably not that young. I don't know if I could have, like, registered that in my head. By, like, third grade, maybe, I had realized that I didn't laugh in school.
Yeah.
And I figured if I started now, then it would be awkward. You know, someone would be like, oh, you're laughing, you're smiling. And I never wanted to be the center of
attention. That is such a bizarre thought process.
I never wanted to be the center of attention. So I'm like, I don't want someone to notice that I'm smiling. Now, it could have been anything. And I don't know why it ended up being... showing joy, yeah. Like expressing myself, but I don't know why that was the thing that I chose. But and I've constantly wondered if I have some sort of undiagnosed social anxiety,
yeah.
Or
yeah, have you ever,
some
like,
other
have you ever,
like
have you ever gone to like any kind of doctor?
Not realizing it.
Yeah,
I went to a lot
Sorry,
of guidance.
I'm gonna make noise it's all right. I'm gonna try to open this.
Do it.
I'm a gum addict.
Yeah, I'm gonna fill water while you
cool. Crinkle. But, like, you know, I've never gone to a doctor for any psychological, any kind of evaluation, disorder bullshit. Like, I'm sure I should have at some point gone for, I don't know, depression or, yeah, some kind of social anxiety bullshit or, I don't know, some kind of, just, I mean, I get panic attacks, like, it's my job.
Yeah.
In school, I used to get panic attacks all the fucking time. And, I mean,
but it
I
seems
still
like
do.
You're the kind of person who can hide something like that a little better.
Yeah, I got kind of good at it, but...
I went to a lot of guidance counselors, not by choice.
Yeah.
Basically, I would get called to the office from class because my teachers were concerned that I wasn't...
Which is the worst, by the way.
It is the worst, and I didn't realize it was happening until after it had happened.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was routine. I thought everyone did this.
Nope.
And then I realized that they're testing me for whatever, you know? I mean, I don't really I'm not super educated on you know, like... chemistry or anything like that, but I'm sure they thought something was wrong. I never actually went on medicine.
Maybe they thought you were on drugs.
Maybe.
They used to think I was on drugs in school. I never did drugs in school.
No. I
waited until after school.
I don't know what it was, but I think everyone kind of started developing the thing of, like, I really started to feel like people thought I was going to be the kid who shot up the school. Like, that's what I started to feel like.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I made friends. Would you have befriended someone who didn't smile?
I was friends with Jeff in school, so... And no one liked him.
Yeah, but...
I was friends with anyone in school who would have been a nice person. Like, if you were a nice kid...
Yeah.
Like, I would have been...
Which I don't think I wasn't. I just... And I know, outside of school, no problem.
Yeah.
Laugh and smile all I want.
It was from those videos, like, these goofy-ass videos of you. Yeah. Like, I'm like, oh, shit, he actually has
It was reassuring. That really helped me out.
Yeah.
And I think it was, that was probably right around the, I mean, not the same time. I mean, I definitely broke the smiling shell before that had happened. But when I had, like, my English teacher would show them in our classes and, like, letting people see who I really wanted to be was just such a nice feeling.
Oh, really? See, I hated that.
See, I loved it.
That
loved
was what that. I hated.
I didn't have a choice in the matter. Yeah. It was already on film. So if they're going to show it to the class... they're gonna see it.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
I
now, like, at what point did you kind of break out of the not smiling, sad, rape eyes?
Band.
Band?
Mm-hmm.
You were in band?
I was in band, yeah.
Every year?
Mm-hmm. See, that's the person I was.
I don't even remember you in band.
I rode your bus.
Yeah, we talked about this. Yeah.
But there's no reason you should have remembered me.
And I didn't.
Nope.
But
because I didn't talk to anyone and I sat in my seat and I played Game Boy Color.
Guest from first episode, Not a Cop, Cameron,
he also rode the bus.
And I remember him.
And he remembers me because I sat next to him. So.
But see, and the thing is, I remember him.
Yep.
And he was like, you know, three grades below me and shit.
Oh, yeah,
he was in your grade, right?
And you'll, yeah. No. Cameron's like three grades below me.
Okay. So yeah. I remember some kid who was massively younger than
probably
me.
Probably 6 years younger than I was at the time.
But I don't remember you.
Nope.
And you sat together.
Mm.
Yep.
Not 6 years younger than I was. 6 years younger than you were.
Yeah.
That's just the person I was. And I mean, it's a I fit the description you gave me at the beginning. I mean, I was that kid that, you know, didn't talk. And I don't know what had clicked.
You were the sad eyes.
Yeah, I do have sad eyes.
You do have sad
I
eyes.
Don't, I shouldn't.
I got pain.
I mean, I'm in, we're recording this in an apartment with my girlfriend of 3.5 years, and I have a dog at my feet and a kitten in the other room. Like, I'm not sad. I couldn't be happier with my life.
Yeah.
Well, I could be working for Pixar or something. Like, sure. That would be great.
We're going to get that later, actually.
Yeah. No, I don't know what clicked. It was banned. 100% it was banned.
I was going to say, when I was going to ask you, at what point you kind of got out of your shit, mm-hmm. I was going to say, for me, it was banned.
Yeah.
It was me, just having, 100 and some friends.
And they were like, I'm not a frat row kind of guy. Yeah. But I imagine being in band would kind of be being in a fraternity.
I would say also, I should state, most people I talk to from, about where I live now and shit, they're like, oh, you were in band. You were, how did you not get beaten up?
Yeah,
in
you get school? That negative reaction.
I'm like, in our school, band wasn't like that, man.
Band was, on par with the football team.
Kind of, in a way. In the yearbook, our page was the same size. Page for the band page was a double fold-out page, just like the football team.
I mean, there were years, and there were years where the band was the size of a graduating class.
Oh, yeah.
If not more.
You got varsity jackets in our school for being a band.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I mean, we went to Disney, I don't even know how many times I've been to Canada
in 4 years. I was going to say, throughout high school, I probably went to Canada with the band probably about 6 times.
Yeah.
Disney once for a full week.
Yep.
Every theme park
on the East Coast. And it cost nothing.
I was going to say, for the Florida trip that I took for 7 days, we made back, I think, $80.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they gave it to us.
Every band did, which about 200 kids. I mean, 150.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was
the best time ever.
You can't beat that.
Well, see, and then that's the thing. For band, you would have 150 friends that you actually got to go out of school with. I mean, it wasn't you only see each other in school because there's practices after school. For the football season, through half the year, almost every day.
Yeah.
Plus, you might do shit on weekends, football game kind of shit, Everyone hangs out after football games.
Being in the hotels on band trips.
Oh, my God.
Those are probably some of the highlights of my life.
I will definitely say the highlights of my high school career. I'll probably say highlights.
I mean, when it comes to excitement levels and happiness levels, I couldn't have been happier.
Yeah, being in Florida over Thanksgiving for a week with 150 friends.
Mm-hmm.
We technically had chaperones, but as long as we didn't, fucking bang heroin in the bathrooms, they didn't give a fuck.
And, going to, some of the theme parks that, and I don't know if you're in this boat, but some people consider some of the best theme parks in the world.
Well, I was going to say, we hit pretty much every theme park on the East Coast.
Right, and when you can't walk 20 feet without seeing someone you know.
Oh, yeah.
The park is flooded with people that you consider friendly faces.
There's 150 people there.
Exactly.
That you are friends with. Yeah, band was a good time.
The biggest playground.
What'd you play?
I played trumpet with you for an entire year. It's fine. I knew you didn't remember.
No.
I played trumpet with you.
Would you play drums?
No, I played trumpet, and then I got switched to valve trombone.
Yeah.
And then I did French horn, euphonium for the last 2 years. And I went back and forth between euphonium and French horn.
You wonder why people think you're a ska.
And I did, mellophone and marching band for the last 2 years.
Do you still have a trumpet?
I do. It's actually at Mike Glass's house.
Oh, yeah?
I left it there 3 years ago, and it's still there.
Yeah. You don't play anymore, I'm assuming?
No.
No.
I didn't play then.
Oh, really?
I really didn't play. I mean, I played in lessons when I went.
Yeah.
Do you remember those lessons?
I remember the lessons.
Did you go?
No.
I always had
mixed views. I think I went to one of them.
I think in our high school band for, when we had, because we had a class of band too. It wasn't just marching band.
Oh, well, yeah.
But I think Mr. Smith, the band director, just automatically gave you a 90 and then rolled the dice for the second number.
Well, I think it all depended on I always went to class. I went to band class.
Yeah, yeah.
I never skipped that, But yeah, I would never went to the weird little lessons you had.
Right, right.
I went to every practice and shit, but I didn't really to me, band wasn't a serious musical thing.
No.
It was a great time to have with friends.
Yeah.
I would always make sure, marching band and bullshit, concert band. I would make sure I was proficient at what I had to do.
Right.
But, I mean, I wasn't, one of those kids that, I need to be first chair fucking bullshit. No, I always got like at least like a 96. Like that class raised my GPA.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Smith liked me. Like, we had a decent thing going. Like, I didn't fuck around. I never really got in trouble. You know, yeah. I was one of the jackassy kids that just kind of fucked around.
So, I do vividly, like, I remember standing near you in marching band, too.
Yeah?
You and your friend Chris, right?
Which?
Who you'd always talk to.
Oh, Walburn.
I don't want to say last names, but...
Oh, whatever.
I just remember finding you two so funny. But, like, you're the reason that I watched House of a Thousand Corpses, because you were talking about
it. Oh, yeah.
While we were outside, and, like...
He will be a future guest. He's going to be an angry atheist guest.
What else? You talked about, I remember you're the first person I heard use the phrase beef curtains. I just remember hearing it, thinking that was the funniest thing in the world, and I wasn't laughing, because fuck that.
We used to say the worst shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember Chris, he and I, and a couple other kids we were friends with, we had to write letters to certain of the more conservative band parents.
Oh, yeah,
for overhearing the shit that we would say.
Yeah, but...
Like, we were high school kids, and yes, like, that's what high school kids do. We swear and make jokes and blah, 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 bullshit. We're not killing people. We're not, again, banging heroin out in locker rooms. Like, fuck off. We told that baby joke.
I'm going to dig up. I bet if I go on the band, like, Wayback Machine website and find all of the pictures, there's probably a picture of you and I standing next to each other.
You'll need to go on Wayback
Machine. Is it still there?
It's still there.
I bet there's a picture of you and I standing next to each other.
I probably have one on my laptop, because I have every band picture on my laptop.
You didn't even know I was in band. Yep, 4 years, man.
Weird.
Let me go back before we keep going forward.
Okay, yeah.
I always wanted to be accepted.
Yeah.
And I always wanted, I mean, I never was really scared of girls, but I always wanted a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I remember, and I've never admitted this.
Okay.
And my friends, if they listen to this, will remember. For a while, for about a month, got notes in my locker from one of the prettiest girls in school.
Who? Probably, but...
Do you remember her?
Really? You got letters from her.
I wrote them.
Oh,
and I put them in my locker. Yeah,
cringy.
I put them in my locker, and they weren't like anything crazy. It was just like, hey, how you doing? And I put them in my locker, and I showed my friends. And I remember one time, because some of my friends were they had their hand in every circle.
Yeah,
they brought.
See, that was me. I wasn't like a popular, cool kid.
That's how I got, and towards the end of high school.
Yeah.
I knew everyone.
I was just friends with everybody. I mean, yeah. I just knew people. And
it took
a
long
friends.
Time. But, you need to cut that name, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I was going to. Yeah, don't worry. I'm going to go through this.
But, yeah, I remember the one of my closest friends brought one of the notes over to her table, and
She found
out? She never knew who it was. Everyone assumed it was someone being really mean and put it in my locker. So I think the only reason that she still talks to me in person when
she?
I see her, yeah, just to be nice, I think it's because she feels bad that happened.
Oh god!
But it was me. Like I don't know what my problem was. I don't know why I would do something like that. But I think maybe I have some sort of a.
That's so fun. I enjoy that.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of something fun. I will do everything I can to embarrass myself for this episode.
Yeah.
Like, all right, so
I have no problem embarrassing myself because I'm a different person now.
I'll go for me like. I was, like, the creepy goth kid somewhat through different various forms of schooling. I remember it was around third grade I started wearing all black. I don't know why.
You painted your fingernails, too, right?
That was, like, in high school. Yeah,
I had
black fingernail art, creepy goth kid music shit.
You did in third grade.
Okay, third grade, no, that's when I started wearing all black. Like, I wore black jeans, black t-shirts, and another through fourth grade. And then once middle school hit, like, I had an older sister who is 3 years older than me.
Okay.
In school, she was a senior when I was a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so going into middle school then, she would always tell me about all the social bullshit of middle school. Oh, you have to do this, you have to do this. So, like, once middle school hit, that was the most awkward time in the fucking world. Like, that's why I made heavy transition into, like, cool kid clothes and, like, wearing fucking bright orange pastel shorts and whatever the fuck was cool back in...
That was probably around when we rode the same bus, because I do remember you wearing, I don't know why I remember this so vividly, like you wore polos for a while and stuff like that.
Polos,
I remember that.
Old Navy. Yeah, I hated middle school. Middle school was the worst.
Yeah, I agree. That's when I was doing the note shit, too, was in middle school.
Oh, okay.
Middle school fucked me up.
Oh, me too, but I hated it.
Yeah.
I still hate it.
I mean,
anymore, but I hate
do you remember like middle school dances and stuff? Dances are the creepiest thing. Continue your story, but we'll get it. I want
to
get
it. Oh, no, that's, I mean, that's just, that is it. Like, to me, like, it was around, once high school hit, I'm going to say it was around sophomore year, that's when I stopped really giving a fuck about, like, I didn't really give a shit about what, like, the kids who didn't matter thought about me. And it was because, like, I was friends with a bunch of upperclassmen from band.
Right.
And they were cool. And then they were just like, you know, who gives a shit kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I had friends, and then I had friends who were older with cars. I got out of my house and could hang out with people and, you know, not have to have my parents drop me off to places and bullshit. You know, like, middle school was the worst. Middle school was the fucking worst. Middle school dances were the worst.
They were the worst, but I just remember, like...
Did you ever dance a middle school dance?
Yeah, but it was all pity stuff.
I never danced at a dance.
Oh, no, I never danced. Like, I never... I'm just going to use the phrase, because we're in middle school. I never fast danced, ever. I leaned against the wall with
I've never fast danced at any school dance... I only did not, I did not slow dance at anything until my junior prom.
Oh, wow.
And I'm pretty sure that was like a pity dance because the girl I went with, I was just good friends with the girl I went with. Like, I had no girlfriend through high school. I had no romantic kind of bullshit at all.
Right.
I don't even know when. I'm trying to think, when did I first kiss a girl? I'm going to say it probably didn't happen until I was like 16, 17.
Mine was end of sophomore year.
On a band bus. I'm going to say the first time I made out with a girl. Wasn't until I was like, I think maybe 18.
Yeah.
I was drunk and she was drunk. Like, we were at, oh, God.
Yeah. I was probably 16 on a band bus. Not my first kiss.
So I'm saying, man, you got fucking worlds above me. So in the romantic.
I don't know.
Bullshit.
I mean, maybe right now. Like, I'm happy now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't want
I don't know if I've ever been happy like this, though.
I was going to say, like, you're...
Well, this isn't you. I mean...
Well, yeah, I was going to say... This is what I want. Me living in an apartment with a girlfriend and having, like, a fucking dog and a... That's not my...
No.
That's not my... I don't know what my life
is. No one tells you that you need that.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah.
I mean, I'd be happy. Like, I want this.
Yeah.
But I'd be able to survive if I was... I need to be on my own at this point in my life, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I need.
You hear that? You hear that, Janaya?
No. And this is what I consider on my own.
Yeah.
But, like, if I wasn't lucky enough to be in this relationship, then I would still be in an apartment with, well, probably a cat, not a dog.
Not this shitty wiener dog.
No, you're not shitty.
Oh, God. So, okay. So, we'll take who you are now.
Okay.
Again, I don't know. I guess you still consider yourself to be quiet and awkward.
No, I know that I've gotten better.
Like, to me, who I see right now in this room is nothing of what I saw or what I didn't see almost through high school.
Well, I mean, I still, at my other, not the waiting job, the other job, where your secret recording location.
Yeah.
I get people who come in there who I went to school with.
Yeah.
And I know... I knew everyone's name in my grade, my graduating class, and probably the one above and below.
Yeah, I did.
I don't know why I could put a name to a face. I could probably still, if you gave me a blank yearbook, I could probably fill out my class.
I knew the kids I was friends with. If I wasn't friends with you, it didn't matter who you were. It didn't matter if you were a fucking star football player.
Yeah.
If I wasn't friends with you, I don't fucking know who you are.
And that's probably how most people in my grade were, which is half the trouble. It's like, I knew who people were, and they didn't know who I was.
I'm trying to think. It was someone in your class I was just talking. We were at the bar.
Uh-huh.
I forget who it was. It was someone in your class, and there was some kid sitting across at the bar. This is in our hometown bar. And there was some kid sitting there, and they're like, oh, he was in your class. I'm like, no, he wasn't. I'm like, dude, he was like star athlete, whatever the fuck it was. I'm like, no, he wasn't my class, man. And he was like, motherfucker, he was. So I walk over, I'm like, hey, bud, what year did you graduate? He's like, dude, we had homeroom together.
Oh, man.
I'm like, oh, I don't remember you at all. And I just walked away from him, like, fuck you, I don't fucking
know. Oh, God.
I don't know people who
like... See, I'm the kind of person who would be bummed out. Like, I'm not bummed out now, then.
Yeah.
But, like, finding out that you didn't know I was in band, like, I'm not saying it bums me out, but it's just...
But you realize you were a quiet fucking kid.
Yeah, I don't get a second chance at that.
Oh, no.
So...
If I could have my brain now in my 14-year-old body...
Yeah.
Dude, no. I would have fucked shit up in high school. Like, it would have been awesome.
Yeah, oh my God. I would be...
I think everybody would say that.
Yeah, I think that's just how life works.
Yeah.
I'm very thankful for college. If I didn't go to college, I don't know if I would be here right now.
Yeah.
I would like probably
live or fucking
no. Here, like, I where, don't where your think life is. I don't think I'd be sitting with you at this table.
Yeah,
I don't
probably not.
Think I would. College changed me for the better.
Yeah.
For a little bit, I think it changed me for the worse. But yeah. I got out of that.
Yeah, but I think you needed that because you didn't have that in high school so much.
I did.
Like, most people have those kind of things in high school where, like, oh, I'm going to experiment with, like, the drug thing, the drinking thing, like, the mass social right. get-togethers right, where right. you get to just fuck up somehow and then yeah. learn from it. Like, you didn't really have that in high school, did you?
I didn't at all. I mean, I was the kind of person in high school, and I fucking hate this, but I was the kind of person in high school where if you're my friend and you started drinking, I tried to stop you, and if you didn't stop, I was like, fuck you. But I didn't say fuck you because I...
You didn't swear until you were 19?
I didn't swear until I was in college.
Really?
I also didn't drink soda until I was in college.
God, you're so Mormon.
It's because I was scared of carbonation.
Really?
Dude, yeah. I remember I drank...
What
my,
does that mean?
I drank my mom's soda at Haas's once by accident, and the experience scared me so bad that I didn't drink soda until until college.
I don't know how. Well,
I was so.
I don't know what that means. Be scared of carbonation.
I felt like it hurt because I'd never had carbonation before. So when you don't expect it and you get a mouthful of what you think is going to be, I ordered milk in restaurants.
Oh god!
So when you get a,
I ordered milk at a bar before, so don't feel too bad.
So when you get a giant mouthful of what you think is going to be milk and it's fucking carbonation.
I was just talking about this the other day. Have you ever like woken up late at night, gone out to your fridge to go like just like. Drink out of the milk jug, like take a big swig of milk, and it turns out you grab the orange juice jug instead, and you fucking get a mouthful of orange juice expecting it to be milk.
Yeah, no, I know that feeling, man.
That is the worst.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oof. When you drink something, thinking it's something else, and your brain isn't ready for it.
I was going to say, especially when it's such a contrast. Like, not like, oh, I think I'm going to drink a Pepsi, but
milk to, like, diet soda?
Oof, yeah.
That's what ruined me.
Yeah, you can say orange juice.
And I never had carbonation, so... Getting a mouthful of bubbles, I'm like,
I'm afraid.
So I didn't.
Bubbles, 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 bubbles.
Oh my god.
That's all I'm picturing. Picturing finding an email.
Everyone's going to judge bubbles, me bubbles. On this episode.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, I didn't drink soda till high school. Or college, I'm sorry. 2007. It took me until 2007. I was born in 1988 to drink soda.
Did you jerk off a lot in high school? Yeah. Not in high school, like at high school.
Yeah.
Like the, in the band room.
Yeah.
Okay, I was gonna say, I'm wondering if like you're one of those kids who are like afraid to masturbate.
No. I mean, like, I'm gonna use this as a metaphor for that.
Sure.
But like when I hung out with my friends outside of school,
yeah.
I laughed and I was myself.
Oh, okay. What's that? I was gonna say, like watching those fucking videos. Of
it
you,
was school that stopped me from being who I was.
Just, maybe
who
this is a social anxiety thing. Just being a mass social shit.
Like I said, I'm the same. I feel like my high school self at my new job.
Yeah.
When I delivered pizzas at college.
Yeah.
At college, I delivered. Three buildings away from where I threw parties and, like, had a million friends over every week.
Yeah.
I didn't... I don't know if any of those waitresses know my name.
Yeah, so that's how you feel there.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to local town bar here, which is where all of the kids who were cool kids in high school go.
Right.
Who are now... Some are still kind of a cool kid, but then the rest are just kind of shit.
Yeah.
That is how I feel when I go there. If I go there and I'm not with a big group of friends...
Yeah, I do need backup.
I was going to say, yeah, I go there alone sometimes when I come back here to visit, and, like, I feel like freshman year again. I'm like, oh, I'm just a fucking little insignificant.
Right.
And, like, in real life, I mean, I am insignificant in real life, but mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, these kids are no better off than me.
Yeah, and that's kind of reassuring in a way, too.
It is, but I have to really fucking, like, I have to...
But it's also kind of sad to know that the world's out. I mean, these little sleepy towns, like, lose people sometimes.
Well, yeah. Ugh. Okay, so... Right now, who you are now, 20, I forget. 24.
I'm going to be 25 in 2 weeks.
Okay, 24-year-old Mike Nesbitt, Mitchell Nesbitt, if you met, we'll say 16-year-old.
Okay, 16.
We'll say, if you met 16-year-old Mike Bennett right now.
16 is when I started to change, a little bit.
14-year-old Mike
Nesbitt. Yeah, we'll go 14. 14's solid.
So yeah, freshman year, or 8th grade, we're going to say 8th grade. 8th
grade is probably the
before
best.
Before pre-high school Mike Bennett, writing notes to himself in lockers and... Fucking...
I remember watching Indian in the Cupboard.
I hated that fucking movie.
I don't know. I don't know if I even liked it either. But I remember the main kid in the movie has two older brothers.
Oh, really?
And I was so excited to be, like, that age.
Well, how many brothers do you have?
I have one.
You have one brother.
And we're 18 months apart. He's younger than I am.
And how was he in school? Was he, like... And again, I don't remember him in school either.
You know, Jeff... I don't know if he... he won't care. He... And I...
This is your brother?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know his name, so...
We still, to this day, haven't really talked about relationships or anything like that.
Like girl stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And, like, I think that's pretty common for siblings.
Is it?
I don't know. Is it? You can tell me.
Did
you and your sister talk about stuff?
Just last week.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, I was over at my sister's house. And there's no one there. Like, she's married, has three kids, you know, has a career. Like, I mean, she is a normal human being. She does the American dream kind of thing. Uh-huh. Her and I were never really close.
Right.
But when if we get together and it's just her and I alone, I love talking to my sister.
Yeah.
And we get really personal. Like, we talked about, like, I asked her, like, oh, when did you lose your virginity anyway?
Right.
And, like, how many guys have you ever slept
with? See, that's the kind of stuff that'll start coming up, like, I think at this age.
Yeah.
But, like, when we were sharing a bedroom, I mean, we shared a bedroom until 7th grade.
Yeah.
And then I got the basement bedroom and,
But
I think once we were out of the same bedroom, we got closer.
Yeah.
But, like, we would play, like, I would go home and I would always know that I have a friend to play a video game with.
Yeah.
That's my brother.
Yeah.
You know? But, like...
In school, were we guys friends in school? Like, I mean, I never had a sibling my own age. Like,
we weren't for a while.
Yeah.
We had totally different groups of friends. But now I look at my brother and it's a shame, like, but most of my friends from high school are now his friends and I don't really keep in touch with them.
Weird.
Like, he is really close with a lot of my old.
Like, see, my sister and I in school, like, we didn't coexist.
Right.
Like, again, she was a senior when I was a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, her friends were the kids who picked on me in high school, you know?
Right.
It was just, you know, oh, you're blah, 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 blah's younger brother.
No, my friends always liked my little brother.
Oh, yeah.
And his friends, a lot of them didn't socialize with me.
Yeah.
Because I was. They probably looked at me like the creepy older brother who didn't talk to anyone.
Yeah.
Probably. Like, hey, your brother's the kid who doesn't smile.
Your brother's the kid who's, like, got molested, right?
Damn it.
The guy who molested your brother molested you also?
No. He probably won't mind me saying this because he's also probably admitting that he did some weird things.
Well, you can tell me about this and ask him later on. And
yeah,
I'll cut it later on. This is going to be up for like 3 or 4 weeks.
He was almost more like I was in school, outside of school.
Yeah.
So he always struggled with like family dinners and everything. Like he was a kid who would eat pasta, hot dogs, and pizza. That's all. And like really wouldn't talk a whole lot.
I never
lot
got
at dinner.
Kids like that, man. Like I was a fat kid. I'm still a fat kid. Like I liked food.
Well, now he makes foods that I've never heard of.
Oh yeah.
Like he will eat anything.
Oh, good for him.
He really, and college helped him, too.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I just never understood those kids who don't eat, like, in a Christmas story, like the little younger brother.
Right.
Yeah. Show me the
meat, loaf, beef.
I never understood kids who only ate, like, two things. My sister was like that.
Yeah.
I remember there was, like, a year, I don't think she ate anything but stovetop stuffing.
No.
I don't know what it was. Like, she had this weird phase where, I just remember, like, every meal.
Right.
I think all she ate was, like, stovetop stuffing for a couple months. This is like when she was like, I don't know, like 7 years old or some bullshit.
I don't know. We really always got along for the most part, like brothers would.
Yeah.
Now we are. The line between friend and brother blurs because like we're that close.
Well, that's cool.
But then I don't know, man. There was a like 2 day period where my brother didn't open his eyes when we were really young. And, like, my parents were terrified.
How does that even work?
I don't know. He just decided he didn't want to open his eyes.
How do you fucking walk around?
He didn't. He felt. I think he squinted. But, like, he wouldn't open his eyes.
Fucking cheater.
But he didn't open his eyes or anything.
Weird.
Yeah, I remember my dad and I were putting together an Aladdin puzzle. I was young.
Yeah.
Like, this is, like, before.
This was probably 14 or so.
Yeah. No, I was probably, like, 8.
Yeah.
And he came downstairs and he wanted to put this puzzle together, but said he couldn't open his eyes. Can you imagine being a parent? That'd be terrifying.
Honestly,
I mean, they probably knew.
To me, I just won't give a fuck. I'm like, I'm like, okay, cool.
Give you a few days.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Oh, the blind man.
Put, like, stools in front of him.
Yeah, I was going to say, give him a cane.
See if you're really closing your eyes.
Yeah, put blindfold on. Like that, you fucker.
Yeah, he and I both have kind of had this weird social anxiety thing. And I have never talked to him about this.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I know that, like, they called him the ghost at the movie theater.
When
we worked together, he was the theater checker, and he wouldn't socialize there. He would check theaters, and no one would even know he was there.
Hmm.
But,
yeah, all right,
let's
so,
see. Okay, so... Say,
so back to, okay, so if, you right now, 24-year-old Mike is talking to 14-year-old Mike.
24-year-old Mike...
You would, get to tell him three things.
What I get to tell him three things.
You get to give him three pieces of advice.
All right. My instinct would be to help him.
Okay, well, I'm going to say, first off, yeah, I'm just going to make a scenario here.
Okay.
You right now, 10 years ago, you get to go back in time, tell him three things that he will believe. Like, you know, like, you can tell him, like, guess what? Mooses are aliens. Okay. And he will believe it.
All right.
I'm just giving you an example here. You can tell him three things that he will 100% believe. Like, if you tell him, in 10 years, you'll be fine.
Okay.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, you can tell him whatever the fuck you want, and he'll believe it.
Well, let's see. I think if I went back and I told him, first I would say, you know, the basic, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know, you do meet a girl.
Yeah.
You are happy.
Yeah.
And... everything's...
You won't need to write yourself notes.
You don't need to write yourself notes and put them in your locker.
I love that, by the way. That's so fun. That's like movie quality good stuff.
I've never shared that.
I like that, though.
Ever to anyone. But now I shared it to all of you.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I was a big journal kid in throughout my entire school thing.
Yeah.
I had, like... There was a few pages. I think I still have them. I think they're in Obi's car.
Yeah.
Episode 4 guest. Obi? I think it's episode 4.
Yeah.
I guess I think that one of them is still in his car. I think there's two full pages of just names that are every girl in order I ever had a crush on throughout high school. We're talking two pages of no spacing.
Yeah.
Just names.
Just solid names. Do you remember that feeling?
Of what?
Of
having a crush on a different girl every fucking week?
That was the worst and the best thing at the same time.
Oh,
like,
God.
I just remember you always felt alive, kind of, but...
Actually, I had an idea for this podcast. I was thinking about getting this notebook, calling every single one of those girls and asking them if they knew, if they didn't know, and actually getting into, like, my old, awful, like, gross fucking, like, to me it's gross now, but, I don't know, is everyone like that in high school where you just have constant, like, is everyone a hopeless romantic?
I mean,
asshole?
there was always that one girl that you really had, like, the Patty Mayonnaise crush on.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, I have
10 of those.
I'm pretty sure that's just animal nature.
See, I had, like, 10 Patty Mayonnaises.
Yeah.
And then, like, fucking 50 BB Bluffs. Like, dog references.
Oh, yeah.
But, I was thinking about calling all the Patties first and being, like, in order. Be like, so, you knew I had a crush on you, right? And they're like, yeah, of course. Why didn't we date? And then I want them to get in every single thing about what was wrong with me in high school. I think that'd be great.
Really interesting.
I just don't know if anyone would agree to it.
Oh, you're going to get at least one person.
I'd also like to call all my ex-girlfriends and ask why we broke up and have them tell...
See, that would be fun.
I think that'd be fun. And I'm friends with everyone.
How many ex-girlfriends do you have?
Serious ones? I have...
Serious relationships.
Seriouses. I have... I think, like, two. Like, two that I would call, like... somewhat serious. I think two that I use the L word for.
Yeah.
Like one we dated for like 3 years or some bullshit. They only dated that very long. I'm not a dating guy.
I dated a lot, but there's only a sprinkling of serious relationships that I had.
Like I'd have a first, like my first real girlfriend, the one that was like for like 3 years, wasn't until after high school.
Right. I wasn't going to talk about this, but I'm going to.
You don't have to use names again. Don't use names.
I'm not going to use names, but if anyone went to our high school, they'll know who it is.
Yeah,
what was it? My first girlfriend actually passed away in a car accident.
Oh, that's...
Not while I was dating her.
Yeah.
But I actually, in our senior seminar class in college, we had to do performance pieces.
Oh, she was a college... Like, I wouldn't have...
No, this was a high schooler.
Would I have known her?
Maybe. I dated her in 8th grade.
Can you say... I'll bleep her name, but can you... You dated her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, like, I was pretty good friends with her in high school.
Yeah,
I dated her.
Well, it wasn't anything. It was in 8th grade.
Yeah.
We dated. It was like the first, like we held hands. We went to the movies.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember I used the... And like, I did a performance piece on this in my senior seminar class.
Yeah.
I've always felt this overwhelming sense of guilt. And I don't know if that's kind of what brought me out of my shell to realize, like, you need to not have regrets. And when I broke up with her, I'm using air quotes there, because it was 8th grade.
Oh, I
told her that she didn't cut the mustard.
Oof.
And we never talked again.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Ew.
And, like, that's always killed me.
Yeah.
Because she's like one of the nicest people. I'll tell you a good story about
her also. Her and I in high school were good friends. She was a freshman when I was a senior, I'm pretty sure. Like, she was one of those kids, I always thought she kind of like looked up to me-ish. Like, because I was just like, I was just a goofy kid, you know?
Yeah,
she was
kind
of fun. I kind of brought over Rochelle a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, after high school, we had like, she just, I don't know if like we grew, I don't know what it was, but like we like became like more than just not friends, like almost like she didn't had this like strong disliking for me, and then she died right afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I still never understood what happened there.
Because,
like, her and I were like good friends, and we like some of my other good friends who we'll say names later on, but like some in high school who were like in my class who were also friends with her, she remained friends with them, and for some reason I don't know if it was just religious things.
That's possible too. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever it was. But yeah, her and I kind of really grew apart. And I always felt sad about that. And
yeah. Yeah. I mean, I still.
She was a nice girl.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. But that's always really bugged me, and I think maybe that's kind of why I try to please everyone, and I'm trying not to leave that sour taste in anyone's mouth.
Yeah.
Because who knows what could happen.
This got dark.
Yeah. I didn't want to talk about it.
I'm lighting this one up. Actually, technically, I had a girlfriend in eighth grade. Mm-hmm. For one quarter of a football game. This girl had a super crush on me.
Yeah.
I'm still friends with her, actually. She lives halfway across the country.
Right.
I actually took a road trip to go see her a couple years ago. Just drove 16 hours to go visit a friend.
What?
Yeah. But anyway, she had... I mean, I love that girl. I still love this girl to death.
Yeah.
But she had, like, a big crush on me and wanted to date. And I think at the time I knew that she kissed a boy, and I was deathly afraid of, like, a girl wanting to kiss me.
Yeah.
So, like, I finally gave in, and like, all right, yeah, I'll be your boyfriend. And then just had the biggest panic attack of my life about it in 8th grade or 7th grade, whatever it was at a football game.
Yeah.
And then broke up with her at the end of the quarter. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I can't do this anymore.
What's happening? This is way too serious.
This is going way too fast. Like I said, my first girlfriend and only girlfriend throughout my schooling career lasted for one quarter of a football game.
I dated a girl for 3 days.
I got to beat.
It was weird, too, because she's, like, really one of the coolest girls ever. We would play Left 4 Dead together. I'd go to her house, and we would play until, like, 4 in the morning, and then we'd play all these games. And for some reason, I think both of us just felt obligated to try and date.
Oh, yeah.
Just because we were able to play video games together, we were like, let's try. And
see if this works.
I broke up with her, and I was like, I'm sorry, this is just not... This is, like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
And she stopped talking to me, too, actually.
Actually, I'm going to take a quick break here.
Okay.
That's cool. I think it's a good place to take a break.
Yeah, that's good.
I just want to go... I started smoking again, guys, and I'm going to try to quit here.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, I know. I hate it. I can say, I quit smoking for almost... It was a full 8 months of not a single drag, not nothing of a cigarette. And then that car thing happened.
Yeah.
And stressed me the fuck out so bad for like 3 weeks, because just between the job and the cops and like everyone I was dealing with that was supposed to help take care of the situation wasn't helping taking care of the situation. It took 3 weeks to even find... It took 3 weeks to get a security tape to the police. Like, and I the whole time was like, we're just stressing the fuck out.
Middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania. That shouldn't be happening.
I get it, yeah. I don't know. So I started smoking in like casual. I'd like, I'll have a cigar here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, I'll just have like... a clove cigarette, that doesn't really count. And I'm like, oh, I'll smoke a pack of clove cigarettes. And I'm like, oh, now I'm smoking Marlboro Menthol Ultralights.
Mm.
I'm like, fuck. But anyway, we're going to take a break here, and we'll be back. Neat. Hey, Bill, this is Mike Carpenter.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you ever shop online?
What?
Do you ever shop online? Like, do you buy things online?
Sometimes.
Where do you go when you do that?
I usually go to Amazon.com.
Now, when you go to Amazon.com, do you just go straight there, like some kind of asshole?
No! Who would do something like that? Of course not. What I do is I go to PopularOutcast.com, and then I clear my cookies, which sounds like a pain, but it's really not. You just, like, click two times.
Huh.
And then then I do my shopping like I normally would.
Well, shit. And then, like, what happens then?
Well, see, here's what happens. You don't get charged, like, I don't get charged anymore. When you look at your shopping cart at the end, it's like, oh, you're paying exactly the same amount that you thought you were going to pay, right?
Right.
But, the folks at Popular Outcast get a taste of what you spend.
What?
I know, isn't that crazy?
That's fucking nuts, man.
Isn't that, like, the nicest thing you could do for people?
Probably they should be saints.
I would say that anybody who does that is, the best person ever.
Alright, man, well, that's all I wanted. I just wanted to know that.
Okay, well, hey, man, I'm glad I could help you out.
Alright, thanks, bud.
Hey, later on, man.
Later.
I can pause the crowd track, maybe
gotcha.
Then resume recording.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're back here after our break. That break brought to you by Wiener Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want a real dog? Get a Wiener Dog.
Get a Wiener Dog.
Want a dog, but not a real one? Try Wieners.
I still didn't tell my 10-year or my 14-year-old.
I was going to say, so we're going to get right back in here. So the first thing you tell your 14-year-old self is, hey, everything's going to be cool in 10 years, man. 10 years. Shit's going to be cool.
It's going to be a tough 10 years. You're going to love college.
Yep.
Don't waste your time.
I was going to say, but you're going to turn out fine.
Yeah.
Just, you know, put yourself at ease.
You're an awkward little fuck right
Shit's
now.
Shit's going to be good. Yeah.
Don't write those notes, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that you should write yourself notes
from a girl that everyone knows.
Yeah. From the popular girl. The. Like, I knew who she was. Jesus like, Christ. I knew she was the girl of your class.
What's wrong with me?
Oh, that was great. What's going on with your dog?
She grunts whenever she, like, she groans whenever she's tired.
Sounds like a little pig.
Like, yeah, she oinks.
A little piggy.
Yeah,
little piggy.
Not a real dog.
Number two thing. Which also, I would say, and again, I don't know if I could tell my 10-year-old self that, to be honest. I couldn't tell myself.
Yeah.
I couldn't be like, hey, guess what, buddy? It'll be fine.
Right.
In 10 years, you're going to have a good life. Like, no, you're kind of living, you're going to live with your parents still and not really have a job or go to college yet.
I'm not saying that I am well off right now. Believe me, barely make the bills.
To me, you are where someone should be at your age.
Okay, but I still feel like you are too. I mean, you're making money. You're
not much. I'm trying to make money to pay off my car.
Yeah.
So that I can figure out what I'm going to do next.
Yeah.
And I'm almost 30.
See, there's going to be...
I'll be 28 next month.
Yeah, but you don't want to be in this situation.
No, I don't know what I want to be in, though.
You'll figure it out.
I know,
there's
but I'm
no
saying,
rush. No
I'm
rushing
saying I couldn't tell...
Yeah.
I would love to be able to tell myself that 10 years ago, but it wouldn't be true.
See, I need to motivate myself, too. So...
Number two thing.
Those doodles and drawings you do, stop hiding them.
People
will appreciate them.
Yep, people will love your art. If you have any kind of talent.
I still struggle with, but I do know that people like what I do. Yeah. So I do not bark.
I think that'd be the number one thing I would tell myself back then. I'd be like, don't hide anything. Like, there are things I like to do. Like,
yeah.
I like to talk to people. I like to do comedy shit. I used to like to write a lot. I did do art shit for a while and then just quit.
Right.
Don't be afraid to show people that shit.
Right.
Don't be embarrassed by it.
Right.
Yeah. Which I'm not now, but I was at some point.
Yeah, and that decision you make, it's a good decision. I never told anyone this either.
All
right. And it doesn't matter because I was smart. I was struggling. Can you stop barking? I was struggling to illustrate something.
Hmm.
It was a gorilla.
Okay.
Remember 100%. And I wanted to make it cartoonish.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make it like me, but I couldn't get the anatomy right.
Yeah.
So I pulled up a drawing of a gorilla on Google,
uh-huh.
and I traced it over my computer screen,
uh-huh.
and I finished it, and I had it in my backpack to give to my friend,
uh-huh.
and I threw it away. I told him I lost it.
Yeah.
But I had full intentions of giving this drawing to him with... Him believing that I did it myself, 100%.
I think that's a good decision.
Oh yeah, 100%. I've never done it again.
Yeah,
like I won't, and I because that could have ruined me. Like, you know, like, I mean, I'm not saying that I had an art career then.
Yeah, but like,
but
you know, the kid
would
be like, oh, I'm an artistic kid, but
exactly.
All I do is trace things. Like, no, you're not.
I think
that was half me in school. I was like, I'm artistic. No, I'm not. Like, I'm
well,
not really. Not that way.
I'm not saying I'm artistic across the board. There's things I can do. And
but the things that you do
Well,
you are good at.
Yeah, and I'm not fishing for compliments. I appreciate that.
Well, no, but I'm just like...
But yeah, I would hide my artwork.
Yeah, I'm not saying you can make a goddamn oil canvas.
Right, no fantastic. Way.
I don't know
no
if you can.
Way.
But I know the things I have seen you do well. Like, you illustrate well. Like, the things you do could be a cartoon. Like, your little characters... Yeah.
That was the toughest part about... Okay, let me tell him before I go on a tangent.
Sure, let me tell him. Let me tell myself.
Don't hide them. Feel free to show them. If someone walks by, don't close your notebook.
Yeah.
I did that all the time.
Yeah.
Basically, the only person who saw my stuff was my family. Mm-hmm. But if social media existed then, I'd probably be a different person.
Yeah, so see, social media didn't really exist like that
it
when
didn't.
We were kids.
Like, I know when I got MySpace, I did share some of my drawings.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Well,
I think... I think I had a Zanga.
Oh yeah, I had a Zanga
in
too.
In high school.
Yep.
At the end of high school. I just
were you Spifty Mike then?
Yeah.
See, I followed you on Zanga.
Do you ever go back and read that shit?
You don't.
Justin and I talk about this. It is disgusting.
It made me want to throw up.
Yep, it makes me want to punch that asshole in the face.
A lot of like emoticons and little hearts.
Oh no, mine's just like the I'm so sad.
Yeah, I wish she'd talk to me.
Oh god, it's the worst. I actually have an entire printout. I printed out, probably close to 100 pages, I think, of every journal entry I wrote on Zanga.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know why I ever did that. I'm just masochist.
Yeah, you're going to find that in 5 years and be like...
No, I still have it.
Yeah.
Like, I have it all. Like, I just have a printout of everything I ever wrote on Zanga. It's gross.
Okay, so that's...
I'm going to cut out my username here so people can't go back and look at that.
That's fine.
I don't want people to look at this.
That's fine. Sorry.
Don't look at it. Actually,
I don't know why I remember it.
Yeah,
dude, I feel like you would want people to go back and read something.
Yeah, I was going to say, go ahead, assholes, read it.
You
it's
completely
awful.
Insane that you don't agree with anything that was written then.
No, it's so bad.
Yeah, so stop hiding that stuff because who knows who could have noticed and didn't notice then.
Yeah.
You know, I could have even gotten more help.
I'm recording, right? I have to make sure
you
I'm recording
are, yeah.
this. Okay, cool.
I think, right?
Yep, it's good.
And the third thing. Let me think here. I lost a lot of friends because of the way I treated them in regards to smoking, alcohol, drugs.
Oh, yeah.
And...
Again, Jeff makes a joke that you were the only kid that
yeah,
their program worked
I lost
on.
A lot of friends that way, and I lost a lot of friends because of relationships and separating myself. I didn't do it. I was not good at balancing.
Yeah.
I'm still not good at that. Just remember that your friends are just as important as any girl you decide to date.
Yeah.
Because I still have regrets. There's friends who made me a better person, and I don't talk to them anymore because I got into a relationship.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
Yeah, I don't think I never lost any friends personally because of a girlfriend I had.
It's not because of a girlfriend I had. It's because
yeah.
of how I was in a relationship. It's 100% my fault.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, like, if I didn't hang out with the girl, we would have broken up either.
Yeah.
I just chose.
Yeah, some people do that shit. It happens.
Yeah, I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
Is that going to come up? That's a water heater.
Oh, okay. It won't be loud. Whatever.
Close the door. Maybe not. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's that, and I forget what I wanted to talk about, and I didn't. I knew I had said that. Yeah, I know, I didn't write it down.
Yeah.
I'm not good at that.
Oh, I'm not either. I wrote one thing down that I will ask you eventually, but
okay,
I'll probably end with.
So I think I told my 14-year-old self all I had to.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm
you
sure
did.
There's other things that I could have used better, but he'll be better now.
He'll be good. Time travel.
Time travel.
All of a sudden, like, a tuxedo appears on you and you fucking just, like, warp into fucking...
Okay, so, I guess, okay, comparing myself to then, my first year of college, I realized that I got a chance for a fresh start,
mm-hmm.
and, I started swearing in casual conversation because
yeah.
I know that, like, although I don't need... a swear word or
yeah.
I don't need to drop an F-bomb
yeah.
just to make
people
a point.
People know how much I swear.
But it helps.
Yeah.
Like, it helps. I hate...
See, I just grew up with parents who swore. Like, I had
yeah,
a filthy mouth since I learned how to talk.
Yeah.
Like,
see, I couldn't even say... My parents didn't even want me to say hate.
Yeah.
Which is good.
There are certain words my parents worry about me saying. Balls.
Balls.
My mom hates to hear me say cunt. She does not like that word.
That word stings.
She's kind of feministy.
Yeah.
At the same time, okay, she used to call me after work. Did your dog just fart?
Pro- Probably. She farts all the time. I did not get them the micro. No, I didn't.
I don't care.
Next to it.
Yeah, it's just like we just had a spit take here.
Oh my god. No, she farts all the time. And they are rank.
I was going to say, I smell some deep, dank fart.
Yeah.
I don't know where she went. You better hide.
She's under the table. She looks really sad, too.
She's a shame.
The other morning, she came in. Janae gets up really early for work. And she came in up her stupid little stairs that we have because she's
stupid wiener
delicate.
Dog. Yeah.
And she just drops a cat turd on her. And like, I don't know what you're thinking. Whatever, that's not really like a story, funny. But yeah.
Anyway, so,
I'm sorry, we got derailed.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Dog farts.
By your fucking crazy dog fart. Jesus. What the hell was I just saying, though?
I don't know. I completely... You were talking, because I was drinking while you were talking.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what the fuck we were saying. Mm-mm. I don't remember at all.
College. What your parents...
Oh, like swearing and bullshit.
They don't like balls.
I can see. Crass words for anatomy they didn't like when I was a kid. Like, they're not balls.
Dick
they
balls.
Are testicles. Yeah. You know, you have a penis, et cetera, et cetera. Like, you don't have a dick or a wiener or whatever. They just don't like words.
Right.
Like that. I was going to say, I still get calls on occasion from my mom. She'll be like, I'm driving on the way home from work or some bullshit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, how's it going? And you'll just hear, what the fuck? This goddamn dickhead in front of me. Like, it's so funny.
My parents, they'll swear in front of me now.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, when I was younger, no way.
I don't know, like, when I started being comfortable swearing in front of my parents. I think it was probably around high school-ish.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'll do it now, but it probably took me until college. Yeah. College was the changing point.
I don't know if my grandparents, I've always sworn in front of my grandparents. Never felt
my
weird.
My grandma could care less.
Yeah, I was going to say, my grandparents don't give a shit.
I mean, my parents wouldn't let me watch The Simpsons when I was younger.
Yeah.
But every time, like, we would always go to my grandma's for dinner, or for on Fridays, because my parents worked. And we'd watch The Simpsons, we'd watch whatever we wanted.
Yeah.
And
so my parents worried about that too. I remember like I used to watch like fucking like rated R horror movies with my mom. My mom is a big horror movie buff. And my mom's just a movie nerd, like I remember she saw the movie Pink Flamingos.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, God.
She saw that in theaters.
Okay, really?
Yeah. She saw the original Dawn of the Dead in theaters, then drove to the Monroeville Mall with her friends. The movie Maniac,
that's
the old
so
Tom Savini
cool.
movie. Like she was a big horror movie nut back in the day. And we used to watch, like, these kind of horror movies when I was a kid. At the same time, she was weird about me having the game Primal Rage for Game Boy.
Primal Rage. The dinosaur fighting
game.
Yeah.
Because she read somewhere that, like, you know, like the one finishing move was, like, the one chaos, the one fucking ape peed on the other one and milked it.
Yeah.
And like, she was like, oh, she didn't like violent video games.
God, that didn't seem... Because I had that game.
And it was a great game.
Yeah, it was an awesome game.
I think I got the game.
You could volley the little people back and forth.
Yeah,
that?
Well, the Game Boy version was kind of shit down.
Oh,
that's
yeah, yeah.
But
still.
But yeah, like, she was weird about that, but fine with me watching, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, that's really strange.
Just odd. Yeah, I never
got really strange.
That.
Yeah. Well, video games are a hot-button issue with a lot of parents.
I guess, but they're not anymore. She didn't give a fuck anymore.
No,
I think it was weird. I don't understand what happened with that.
But yeah, so I don't know, but college really pushed me into the right direction.
Yeah.
I was allowed to be who I wanted to be, and not who my high school graduating class thought I was.
Yeah.
So I made sure I wouldn't make that mistake again. So
yeah.
I left my door open to my dorm room. Then Guitar Hero was cool, so I'd play Guitar Hero with the doors open.
Oh,
I would
God,
welcome people in. Yeah, it was, and those friends I will have forever, no matter what. I mean. I've been going to weddings for most of them at this point in my life.
They hate that. Isn't that gross?
Yeah, I mean, I'm.
I hate.
I've been in a relationship longer than the two people who just got. Like, I'm going to one this coming August. I went to one, and I've been in a relationship longer than them.
Yeah.
And like, I don't see the need right now.
I just hate going on.
I'm not saying I won't.
My friends getting married.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh shit! I should have been married like 5 years ago.
Yeah. It's,
at the same time. Hey, everyone who's getting married, invite me to weddings, because I fucking love weddings.
Oh, you're coming
to mine. I love weddings. They're the best.
I mean, I'm not saying I won't, and I know I will. I mean, I expect in 2 years my life will be very different than it is right now.
By the way, I just realized you have two giant bags of Snyder's and
Hanover pretzel pieces. Yeah, I won a prize from them, a whole box of Snyder's show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For what, just like
the National Pretzel Day. I think I tweeted something to them, and they were like, you won a prize. I got a t-shirt and like every type of pretzel that they have.
That's awesome. That isn't how much you love them.
But yeah, I mean, I'm excited for my wedding someday because it won't be in a church.
Yeah.
It'll be, like, outside and, like, you know, Dynamic Wings will be there or something, you know, like, just...
Catering by Dynamics. Like,
exactly. It's just going to be a good time.
Oh, fun story about Dynamic Wings. Dynamic Wings is a fantastic wing shop from our hometown here, and on my cell phone, it has, like, a log of all your phone calls and bullshit and lists them all in ranking of how much you call people. Number one is my friend DJ. Number two is Dynamic Wings. I live 2 hours away. I only come back here maybe twice a month. Somehow Dynamic Wings is still my number two most called number.
You need it, man.
Every time I call them, they know who I am.
Yeah, I get that too. I think they...
Do they have caller ID?
They have to.
But see, I call from
like,
different
this
phones.
This is Mike Bennett, right? And I'm like, yep.
See, that's what I thought. But like, I'll call from my cell phone. I'll call from someone's house phone. I'll call from like my friend's cell phone.
Yeah, and they always know.
And they're like, oh, hey, this is Mike, right? I'm like... How do you know who this is? I'm like, do I actually know who you are? Like, no, I just, you call here a lot. I'm like, son of a bitch.
That's funny.
I am that fat kid.
I'm getting wings tonight.
I should get wings tonight.
I totally am.
I actually have to go home tonight. God damn it.
That sucks.
So I'm doing enough for this. I'm driving home. 2 hours home. Ugh. On the road again.
What did you want to, I mean,
okay, so this is usually like, I'll ask it now. It is, in theory... Okay, so if you could have... the way I'll phrase it is that you won the lottery, right?
Okay.
And by that, I just mean, like... Like, okay, so if you won the Powerball, right? You are just set for life.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
Right.
What is your, like, your main goal? Just in life, and then we're talking, like... First off, you're, like, the unfeasible goal. Like, do you want to live on the fucking moon and have a moon colony?
Okay.
Like, what is your ideal... 100% fantasy life.
Well,
100% fantasy. Again, like, not because
is completely unrealistic and can never happen.
Well, it's a war. Like, I mean, maybe someone's top tier fantasy could be a firefighter. I don't fucking know.
Okay,
just saying. But like, what is your?
Well, I touched on it earlier.
Your fantasy of life.
I've always been a huge Pixar fan.
Yeah,
and just watching the behind the scenes stuff on the DVDs, like the features, seeing a company like that where you ride Segways and you have secret rooms that you have to crawl to.
I love that company, man.
I would definitely start something like that.
Did you ever see their campaign, It Gets Better campaign?
Yeah.
Did you watch the Pixar one?
Yeah,
it was so good. Cool. I just say the fact that they put out like a well produced like 15, I don't know, it was long, was it like 15 minutes or like 10 minutes or something?
Yeah.
Of like all their like their LGBT employees, just talking about how dude, so great. I love that video.
Oh yeah,
good
it's
Pixar.
It's awesome. There are a few things in Monsters University that kind of felt like they were going in that direction.
Oh really?
And I want to know if they were trying to bring out their culture in Pixar into the movie.
So that'd be cool. And I like
Paranorman. Did you see Paranorman?
I remember going online and reading all these fucking threads about like, I don't know why they're trying to push this on our kids.
They didn't push it.
Throwaway line at the end of the movie that's just like a random joke.
But it warmed my heart more than anything in that
Me
movie.
Me too. I'm like, oh, it's cute. Like, I'll give a spoiler.
I was just proud
at the
of
very at the end of the movie of Paranorman, there's like the jock football player older brother, and then his friends like cheerleader. Whatever, blah blah. Older sister,
she's all
swooning over him the whole time. He's just like dumb, like oh, I don't want none of this kind of shit.
Yeah.
At the very end of the movie, she's like, oh, we should go see a movie. He's like, oh, that's great. My boyfriend loves chick flicks. Just like, and it's just like a throwaway fun line to like explain like the cliche of like that dynamic.
I was so proud of them.
I was too. And everyone online's like, I don't know why. I don't want to have to take my movie to, or my kid to a movie and have to explain to them why gay people are.
Do you not go to the grocery store then? Or
I was gonna say, buddy, it's life.
Yeah.
It's life, man.
It's 2013, and you're going to be getting used to it now.
Well, I was going to say, you know what? That's one goddamn conversation with a kid. Like, if you have, like, sometimes guys like guys, some girls like girls.
Done.
Some people just like
if you establish that early, then it's not going to be a problem in the future.
Okay. And that kid's going to be like, okay, I'm going to go play in the fucking sandbox now because I'm a kid and I don't give a shit about these kind of things.
I'll remember that, though.
Yeah. It's a, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oof. was going to say, I did love that in that movie. Yeah. That made me happy. I was like, good. It's just it's a throwaway line, and it's funny. I laughed. It's a funny line, too. It's just like, it was unexpected. I'm like,
Exactly.
Neat.
Either way, I would love to have a company that... I want to be able to, like, touch people.
No, the way people touched you?
Like, Pixar.
Because you were molested.
God damn it.
I thought that's where you thought that's where you're going with that.
Pixar, like, exactly, just like that. Yeah. Or even their movies...
No, you'd want to have your own company or just work for, like, a company?
I would love to start one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe be a showrunner. But, like, I'm not a scriptwriter.
Yeah.
I would be able to take that money, put it into something like that to produce something that would... When I was depressed in college or when I was stressing, I would put in Toy Story 2.
Yeah.
Or I would watch Monsters, Inc. Like, I want to be able to create something that I know of college.
You do have an undying love of children's movies.
God damn.
I know, it's funny.
I mean, I have an unpublished children's book.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's finished, it's bound, I hand-bound it. It's at my job.
I want to read it, but I would hate it because I hate kids.
That's fine.
I was going to say.
But, like, right now, because I know, and I shouldn't say
have
this.
Have you ever tried to get it published?
No.
No? Would you ever? Or just a whole self-doubt thing?
It's fear of rejection, self-doubt, fear of failure.
See, and I don't know if this is like... No, I was going to say, no offenses.
No.
If my children's book got rejected, I wouldn't feel too fucking bad.
No, like, and
if
I wouldn't.
My life's work of like as an artist or as a comedian got rejected, I'd be like, oh, heartbreak. But again, maybe if your children's book thing is like that kind of thing to you, though,
maybe that's the same thing. My heart's not in it.
I was going to say,
it's done. I'm more proud of the... book being a physical book.
That you can hold a book.
Than it is.
Sure.
I,
get it published. Try it.
I mean, I'll try. Yeah. What can it hurt? I have the PDF, so
I don't want to degrade children's literature.
No.
But, like, dude, what's the worst going to happen? They're going to reject your children's book.
Yeah. I mean, I should do another one now. My illustration style has changed so much in the past 2 years.
Yeah.
When I did this, I did it like a South Park style where I cut out construction paper.
Oh, really?
Created the characters,
cool.
Put them in a shadow box, put natural lighting into it, and I got natural shadows. It's a cool idea.
Is it the actual things, or is it like pictures of that? Though?
It's photographs of them in the shadow box.
Cool. That's awesome.
So the frame's gone, but the shadows are there.
That's neat.
Yeah, it was a cool idea.
I like that. Yeah.
Execution-wise, I don't know if I did so well, but I'll show you something.
Yeah, I do want to see it.
Either way, my I'm never going to work at Pixar, I might as well try to write children's books dream is realistic to me.
That is a goal, though?
What?
Children's books?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
That's, like, my dream.
Oh, okay. I feel like so bad. I was like...
No,
like, children's books.
The reason I am who I am today is because of a book called Professor Wormbog and the Zipper-Umpa Zoo. And it's by the guy who illustrated the little Critter books. You probably remember those. Someone listening does.
I was going to say.
But that
I was
book,
never a child.
The guy was... The professor was trying to capture an animal under every... with a species from every letter of the alphabet.
Oh, that's cool.
And he couldn't catch the Zipper-Umpa Zoo. But while he was trying to catch Z, you were introduced to all of the other animals, the creatures that he's caught, and they are some of the coolest things in the world. So, like, after doing that, I was like, I'm going to draw.
Now, do you like kids? Or, like, do you
I love kids.
Do you have,
went to college for art education.
Oh, okay. No.
And I stopped after 3 years because...
Did you graduate?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I graduated. It took me 5 years because...
Well, yeah. I knew you had a degree.
Basically, here's the rundown. I went to school for art education. I got all the way up to the point where I passed my praxis tests.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not student teach because I realized there was no point in trying to teach art in schools who don't give a shit about art anymore.
Well, I was going to say...
Most schools don't have art programs anymore.
Yeah,
and if they do, they have one...
No, if you went to, like, New York or cities that have, like, a specialty, like...
Right.
Like art schools, like for kids. I mean, you know, they
or
have,
like a tech program.
Well, you know, they have like, you know, like actual like elementary schools for performing arts and shit.
Yeah.
And like that kind of bullshit.
My
like,
original goal was just to teach.
Oh, really?
I just wanted to teach.
Actually, that was my thing in eighth grade.
Yeah.
That was like, you know, in eighth grade we had like career day and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did for career day. I went back to Mr. McHale.
Right.
And you know Mr. McHale?
Mm-hmm. I know,
I just say, like, when I had him, it was in Jackson Penn Elementary.
Right.
But he was my fourth grade teacher. I taught his class for eighth grade.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and that's funny because I hate kids now.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Yeah.
It wasn't because of that. That's fucking I hated kids then.
I don't hate kids. I don't think I've had an experience to hate kids.
Yeah.
Although I don't think that's my dream job.
Right.
Which is why...
I do actually... I want to interview my 7-year-old nephew.
That's what you said.
Yeah,
that would
I think
be
it'd be
awesome.
Fun. I love him. He's cool as shit.
Yeah, that would be really sweet.
I have to make sure I don't swear. Ooh, that'd be so. That's gonna be so difficult.
You won't let him listen to it either.
What's that?
You can't listen to the other ones. Just yours.
Oh yeah. You can't listen to this shit. My sister would never let him. Like, she's a good mom. She would never let him listen to this shit.
It's, yeah.
Damaging to a child.
What was I?
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Children teaching school.
Right. So I dropped the art education after I talked to one of my professors. I actually cried in front of him. We had a serious talk about whether or not this was right for me.
Mm-hmm.
Started by me. He didn't like say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He wasn't questioning me.
Yeah.
But like, and like, man, that I'll never forget that conversation.
Yeah.
It was a life changing conversation. And like, you know, he was like, you need to do what makes you happy. And if you aren't confident in this, if you don't think there's a future, mm-hmm. and he was the art education professor telling me that there may not be a future in art education.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, what better excuse than say, hey, the guy who's pumping out art teachers is telling me that it's not worth it.
Yeah.
So I went for studio arts because we didn't have an illustration program.
Yeah.
And I was not ready to uproot and go to another school. I was ready to be done with school. So I got computer design certificate also.
Oh, okay. Jesus, look at you.
Yeah, well.
You well-educated son of a bitch.
I don't know.
Yeah, but it's working out for you. You run a goddamn art studio now.
Yeah, but I'm... You can, that's okay, fine. I'm not getting paid to do that, though. I mean, I'm getting paid. I'm paid to work there.
Yeah.
But I'm paid for 20 of the 38 hours that were open.
Yeah.
And I'm it's going to look good on a resume.
I was going to say.
That's what I keep telling myself.
And it, like,
and it's an easy job.
It's enjoyable, though.
I love it.
I was going to say, it's not like you're interning at, like, like, dishing out coffee.
I'm the boss of that place.
Yeah,
like, I haven't said where I work. One of my interns is one of my best friends now.
Yeah,
you know, like so. I can't complain.
Yeah, I was gonna say if there's any job where I could only be paid for 1/3 of the time I work there, 2/3, whatever it is, like
right.
That's it's not that place.
No, it's not. You've spent enough time there.
It sucks because I know you have like 17 jobs, but like
I only have two right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the other two that you know.
Really loud. I think I'm getting louder. Am I louder? That Red Bull's kicking in.
That's all right. That's good. Oof. You gotta drive soon. The other two jobs I kind of put on the back burner for now. My availability is not open for them.
Yeah.
So, but I'm waiting tables now.
Yeah.
Which is letting me... It's such a cool job because you have to make the company look good.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make the restaurant look good. But ultimately, you are being yourself, pleasing someone to get a tip.
Yeah. And have you worked food service ever?
Never.
Oh, see,
I mean, the concession stand at the theater.
And glittering pizzas,
but that's nothing.
That. Yeah.
So I've never done this before, and like I'm realizing that I am a people person,
mm-hmm.
even though a 14-year-old me wouldn't believe that.
Yeah.
So like I can hold a conversation with someone, and it's nice to have that pager on. Feel like, oh, I gotta go get some food. I gotta run before the conversation gets awkward.
Yeah.
And like it just works so well.
I worked in the kitchen at a bar for a short time, but it was a good time.
Yeah, I love it there.
It was
so
busy because like, it was a busy bar, but I mean, it was just like it was a country tavern kind of bar.
Nice.
I was the only person running the kitchen. There was just one bartender and one me in the kitchen. I made the food, took the orders, kind of served the food, kind of bullshit.
Right.
But yeah, just like me who loves to talk and loves to talk to like fucking people at the bar. That shit was great.
Yeah.
I love the bartender. I think bartending would be great. I think I would be the bartender.
I think you'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Come fall, I am bartending. I'm getting cross-trained.
Yeah, I think the girl told me that, maybe, or you told me that.
Maybe,
someone told
me that. So that'll be exciting.
Yeah.
But I guess that's the perfect, like, cap to, like, me 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm going to be bartending for college students from a rich, white doctor's children school.
Where we grew up. Right beside where we
but
grew
like,
up.
15 years ago, I wouldn't be able to talk to someone who sat next to me in a classroom.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I'm very thankful for the experiences I've had because they've helped shape me into who I want to be and not who I was.
Yeah.
So, I still get depressed. I still get, like, anxiety.
That's human. I think that it's just,
now
like,
that I'm here, it's different.
Today.
And, like, when I was living at, like, again, I love my family, but when I was living there and on, like, a Sunday afternoon when I was sitting in my room doing nothing.
Yeah.
I got so depressed.
Yeah, my life now when I'm at home.
No. But, like, I just, like, I need a purpose. I don't have one. I'm sitting here playing goddamn, like, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. Like, what's wrong with
me? Good soundtracks.
Great soundtracks.
Right?
That's where I discovered music. I listened to, like, the Space Ghost Coast to Coast soundtracks
and
Bill Cosby. That's all I listened to until, like,
again,
eighth grade.
That Brack album was so fun.
Oh, yeah. Soup on a Stick.
Yes.
Round on the end, high in the middle, high in the middle. Oh, how high, high, oh.
Oh, God.
Magic Toenail.
Oh, gee, I forgot. I love that one.
So good.
Anyway. So.
Anyway, yeah.
But you now challenging who you were.
Yeah. I'm happy with who I am.
I'm happy with who you are.
I think it's always going to haunt me, though, knowing who I was and knowing what I missed out on, because I could have known so many more people. And, like, granted, I'm fixing, like, I meant to say that earlier. People come into my job who didn't know they graduated with me. And, like, I'll bring it up in casual conversation. And now they, like, stop in all the time. And I'm like,
yeah. See, to me, I wouldn't consider it, like, for you, I would consider it's haunting you, but it's you learning from it. Like, that is how you learn from things. You're like,
I guess that's the way it is.
Keeping this in your mind, like, oh, this is how I used to be. And I don't want to do that and didn't want to do it then, but now I'm this person, and so right. I'm learning from, like, that's you learning from experience.
Right.
That's the life. That's it how life works.
What always scares me is what was going on in my head then.
Yeah.
I mean, talking young, like when I didn't smile or laugh in school, or when I was going to the guidance counselor for no reason. Like,
yeah.
Did I have something that I overcame? Like, can you overcome something that's a chemical deficiency in your brain? Or, like,
I don't know.
Is that something you can overcome?
I don't know.
Because I really felt like I had it. I had something wrong with me, and now it's fine.
Like, I mean, I'm not a doctor, so I don't know if you can overcome, like, the actual chemical thing, or change the way your brain thinks about it. Like,
maybe,
just change change the way you consciously deal with it.
Yeah,
you
know, that's always something that I've wondered.
Yeah.
Is did I overcome something that I was unaware of?
Yeah.
But if I did, that's great, because I'm happy now, so...
And if you didn't, you're dealing with it a lot better than you used to.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right, so I think I'm going to call this episode.
That's fine, yeah.
I think this is a good episode.
Good.
I enjoyed those wins.
Promise?
What's that?
Do you promise?
No. I'm going to cut half of it out.
Oh, God.
No, I like this. It was a good episode.
Good.
I enjoyed talking to you.
It was brighter than I expected it to be.
It got a little dark, but it got good dark. It wasn't like...
Yeah, it got, like, thankful dark.
Yeah, I was going to say, we learn from
appreciative.
Things. Yeah. We appreciate what we have.
Yeah.
I appreciate what I have now.
Yeah, me too. I can't really complain a whole lot.
Yeah. By the way, who are you? What do you have to plug? What do you have to plug? You have a lot of things.
Yeah. I'll go through a list. That's what I should have made a list of instead of embarrassing stories. My name is Mike Bennett. I tweet a lot. But I'm not even going to bother giving you my Twitter handle because it's too hard to say. 22tone22.
Oh,
you'll
yeah.
figure it out. I have gray hair. Which is why you make fun of me for being molested. Because you thought...
It's not that you have gray hair. It's that you have a white patch.
I have a white streak. Yeah.
Very reminiscent of that song, by the Crash Test Dummies.
Yep.
About that kid that got in a car accident.
Exactly.
People
tell me they're angel kisses.
Yeah.
Older people.
That sounds like such a pedophile thing.
Angel kisses. I'm your angel. So I have a white streak in my hair, and Two Tone was taken on AIM, so I got two tone. And 2Tone22 was taken. I like twos. Yeah.
I was going to say, it's number two. Or no, okay.
It's okay. It's T-W-O, the number two, T-O-N-E, the number 22.
Yeah.
And that's basically, you can find me on any
I can write it now.
Yeah.
I still can't remember Jeff's.
Nerdtastic 91666?
I was going to say, it's Nerdtastic. And
it's September 16th.
I know it's his goddamn birthday, like, including the year.
Yeah.
I just can never remember it.
I think he's in a situation I'm in where he made it then. And
yeah, but I like yours, though. Yours is pleasing to look at.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah, it's just fun to make fun of. Like, I write it. Like, I'll just, like, put a bunch. I'll just spell two, and then just, like, bunch of number twos and a bunch of, like, T-O-O's.
The vlog that I did a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm shocked anyone found me. I remember, like, would get, like, video comments or responses where people would be like, yeah, 2Tone22 over here. 2Tone22.
So, yeah, plug guy. What else you
have?
So, you got Twitter.
I'm on the Popular Outcast podcast. You can find us on popularoutcast.com.
Co-founder of the Popular Outcast Network.
Yeah. Pog, which is a gaming podcast, which I'm kind of taking the reins of.
You're almost a host of that.
Which is nice. I do the news and everything for that show. And then Yes Men, which is one of my, like, favorite things to do ever now.
I do like that show.
Which, again, is a good statement on who I am today compared to who I was.
Because
Chris Rowell and I are both Yes Men. I mean, you can't really describe it. Yeah, we're beta males. And then Mike's No Mic Open Mic happens once a month. As long as we're lucky.
Oh, yeah.
You can go find us on Facebook, and you can get all the information on an address as to where to go and when there.
Well, what's the Facebook page?
You just search Mike's No Mic Open Mic. You'll see I think that's it. I think it's / Mike's No Mic Open Mic is what you have to do. Cool. So you can find it there. That's where we all do stand-up comedy. And,
sure is.
It's like my favorite thing in the entire world.
It is my favorite
thing. When we set it up, I did not expect to fall in love with it.
Like, it legit is. It is the best thing that I have ever seen happen in the town that I grew up in. I lived here for 22 years. It's the greatest thing I've seen here ever.
I mean, it was really cool how it happened, because we'd always talked about it. John Smith, at Vox the Devil, another incredible artist. You should
check him out.
He came to visit. Yeah, right next to me.
This was him,
correct? He came to visit. He wanted to do the show, because we met him on Twitter, and I showed him the place I work. We went in. I was with Bill. And we were like, we should just make it happen. Just do a stand-up night. And I sent an email that evening, got a response, and then we had the date planned the next day.
Yeah, love it.
And
love it.
Just came together.
Everyone come to leave Bark Man.
She's sick of us. All right. I think that's everything I want to plug.
That's everything you want to plug?
Yeah. I don't think there's anything else. I mean, Mike Bennett Illustration on Facebook. You can see my drawings.
My drawings. All right.
I drew you.
I know.
Maybe you could use that in your post.
You drew me like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
I love
drawing you.
I love when
you're like my favorite person to draw.
You can draw me all goddamn day.
maybe you could use that in the post.
Yeah.
You said you struggle
with it. I always forget to take pictures during these things.
She does not want to sit anywhere. Hey, Riley.
How about you try shut?
Go to hell.
Come here, dog. Come over here and play. So you can shut up during my goddamn
podcast. How long was this episode?
Not too long. It was like an hour and 20 minutes.
Wow, okay.
Well, that's not bad.
That's long for me.
Is it?
I'm used to 40.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, cool. I'm glad we did what we did.
I have a couple things to plug here quick. If you're fucking
you talk, I'm going to go calm her down.
All right, so I am ever your host, Mike Carpenter, a.k.a. MCEMC, a.k.a. MC Squared, a.k.a. MC Poon Gagger. By the way, that name comes from back in the day. We had I had a bunch of friends. We all had like really, we went like a whole beard thing where we just grew really nasty beards, and we named them. And my beard's name was Poon Gagger.
The name Poon Gagger makes me gag.
Oh yeah, and
I don't know what it is.
That's the name of a beard.
That. Ew, yeah, I know, and I didn't know that part. I know. That makes me way more so grossed out.
But I was gonna say, follow me on. My Facebook page is facebook.com/ mixing up with Mike Carpenter, which is obscenely long.
Mm-hmm. You can find it it is long. If you go to Popular Outcasts on Facebook, you can find it like directly.
Oh, I was going
to
say,
find it, because I have trouble finding it too.
Yeah, what is my website? Popularoutcast.com.
Is it mixing it up?
Yeah.
Popularoutcast.com?
Yeah. Mixingitup.popularoutcast.com. Go there. I have a lot of links. There's links for the iTunes. You can say iTunes, man. Go on my iTunes and rate, review, subscribe, give me some 5 stars, and show me some love so I can get more people to listen to this. And,
enjoy it. I know I'm biased already. I should be biased to other shows, but this is my favorite show.
Is it really? You're sweet.
Well, like I said, it's just real. I don't know. It just it's mixingitup.popularoutcast.com. Cool.
I enjoy this show a lot. I enjoy doing this.
I'm just happy that it happened.
Me too.
I knew that for a while you were like playing around with the idea, and I was like, I was worried that it wouldn't happen.
I was too.
But
actually,
you're taking this thing by the horns.
I dig it. All right. Well, I also have enough sucking my dick.
Sorry.
I was gonna say, follow me on Twitter at Mike's Shit. Classy. I also have a phone number now, guys, which hopefully you already know about, because I already blogged about it on the page. But my number is 702-POD-CUNT. the best podcast number of all time.
That's awesome.
Yup. 702-POD-CUNT. Kind of hard to forget.
Yeah, I'll never forget that.
No, who could?
Why isn't that the name of your show?
PodCunt.
Mike's PodCunt.
Mike's PodCunt. I need to make a jingle for the phone number. 702-PodCunt.
Maybe Nathan Prell will do it.
I should get him to do that. Get a jingle for
it. I bet he'd do it.
Hopefully. The number is pretty much just leave me voicemails for anything. I don't give a fuck what. Just tell me I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
Give me suggestions, feedback. If you want on the show, I'll put it on the show. If it's funny, I'll put it on. I don't know. I don't give a shit.
I just asked you to be on the show. Even though I know you had said you wanted me to be. The other day,
of course.
I texted you. I was like, can
I
be on?
I want all of you, Mike, and Bill. I have Bill now. I have you. Yeah. Jeff's number 3.
There we go.
Yeah. And I think he and I are going to have a long-ass
episode.
That's
going to be a good one.
Yeah, it's going to be long. But
I mean, I don't think you have a bad one yet, so.
I enjoyed mine.
I don't think you would release a bad episode.
I'll try not to. I hope
not. You seem just like you are willing to say, this isn't going where I wanted to go.
Yeah,
like, but I enjoy talking to you, so we'll just hang out for a little bit.
I don't want to release something that I wouldn't enjoy listening
exactly,
to.
Exactly, so
know?
Don't.
Yeah, but okay, so what I got? Yeah, my Facebook, sorry, my Facebook, my Twitter, I'll forget all the shit if I don't fucking...
That's fine.
Okay, we got my Facebook, got my Twitter, got my phone number. Fuck it, I guess that's everything.
You got the website too, yeah.
Yeah, we got the website, iTunes, Twitter. Just follow me, leave me feedback anywhere.
Yeah, and hey, while I think about it, Go check out the YouTube page for the open mic.
So, oh, yeah.
Just Mike's... you search Mike's No Mic Open Mic or MNMOM. Yep. You'll find it.
Yep.
But we both have stand-up sets on there.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
Also,
get me on Snapchat. Fuck it. I'm on Snapchat.
I'm so bad at Snapchat.
I am, too. I love it, though. You're going to say, my Snapchat name is... It's the abbreviation for Mixing Up Mike Carpenter. M-I-U-W-M-C. Yeah, send me nudes. I don't give a fuck. I'll send you nudes. Let's send each other nudes.
You get a lot of
let's
like
be creeps.
I get a lot of pictures like I'm drunk at the bar.
I get pictures of Jeff's pubic region, and then I send him pictures of my ass.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh? You guys should play belly button or butthole.
Yeah, because I asked him like when I first got him, like, what is the point of this? And he just sends me a picture of his pubes. He's like, this is the point.
For like 1 second.
Yeah. Like, boom. Oh, it was like 10 seconds. That's all awesome. Mine are set for 6 seconds. I don't know why, but yeah, just let's have fun. Oh, fuck it. So that's all I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's all for my yeah. I don't. I mean, that's all for my plugs. I'm plugged. I'm well plugged.
Well,
you know what I'm trying to say. Ha-cha-cha. But you know, sorry, what were you gonna say?
I think that's
we're good.
Yeah.
I don't have a sign out. I just kind of talk about how the end show's ending now, and this will all be fading out into a theme song. Neat.